All right, welcome. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze and Ada Blessing. It's 28 minutes, going past 11 hours, and so apologies that we are starting now. You know, the sport guys, they took over an hour, and then we just decided to give you a few minutes of, you know, relaxation to just chill while we start the show. Yesterday was pretty awesome. It was a little...
Yo. Yeah.
Okay, DJ Freezy. Welcome to the show, Daddy Freeze. How are you?
Welcome. 11:30.
Started. Daddy Freeze, it's not my fault.
No. Of course, I know.
Okay.
What would you have done? There's nothing you could have done. We love sports, don't we?
We do. We all do. Even if I know nothing about that environment, but it's...
There's somebody around me here who doesn't like sports.
I don't even know what they do there. I just know that I am a Chelsea fan.
You are a Chelsea fan?
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite volleyball club.
Your favorite what?
Volleyball club. I love the way Chelsea plays volleyball. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Daddy Freeze, you're not doing this. You are
I'm really
this.
Good. And when it comes to basketball, I like Arsenal.
Yeah, you have the height for it now.
You know? What's... Have you ever played basketball?
What are they find there?
Have you ever played basketball on stilts?
What for?
As in on stilts, like on standing on those sticks.
Okay, rub it in. No, Daddy Freeze.
Anyway, awesome stuff. It is really an amazing day, or what's left of an amazing day.
Yeah.
Ada, we don't have too much time. Let us kick off with what we were talking about yesterday that brought so much love. And then somewhere along the line, I will attempt to change things a little bit.
Okay, then. I don't even know how it was worded, but basically yesterday, men were just attacking women. And I don't think we continue with that topic, or maybe we should change the narrative.
Why?
How men do lie of being single, not married, you know, claiming that, you know, they've been heartbroken.
Let's talk about men and women for a second.
Okay.
To avoid being chidimanized by demented side chicks, human rights activist Paula Edokpai hailed Delta man who married two women at the same time. In order for you to avoid being chidimatized.
Okay.
Kuku marry two women instead of having one wife, one runs girl. So over to you, women.
So
our ancestors did it in Africa. Our parents and grandparents. Our grandfathers. Even from our imported religions. Christianity and Islam. Christianity not directly, but the Old Testament abounds with the Davids and Solomons, the Abrahams and Jacobs, and many others who had numerous wives, and sometimes both wives and concubines. People like Abraham had both wives and concubines. Concubines were lesser wives. They were like what you call side chicks today. Even though they're considered wives because you're supposed to be responsible for taking care of them. So it's like a side chick you're feeding, paying her bills, you know. But she's not married to you. Maybe you've just gone to visit her parents and giving them maybe a token, like a small car or something, and then she's your legal concubine. Abraham had those, David had those, Solomon had those in abundance. Did he have 700 at a point? And you see, many argue that one man, one woman isn't religious or traditional. It's Oyinbo people's mentality that filtered in. I don't know whether to agree or to disagree, but it's also an issue that needs to be addressed. African men, especially Nigerian men, are not renowned for being monogamous.
Okay.
So why are we lying to ourselves? I personally am a monogamous man, but I know I'm not in the majority. People like me are rare.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. People like me that stick with one woman, we are rare.
Okay.
I can stick with one woman. But why would I try to put every other man under a canopy that they're uncomfortable under half the time? It's even impossible for them to...
Okay, Daddy Freeze, quick question.
Yes.
You just said that you are one of the men that can, yes, you know, stick with just a woman. Now, there is this notion that people have in this part of the world that men will always cheat, but as they advance in age, they get to change and then stick with just one woman. So I am just wondering, I know how old you are, so I am asking you, have you always been like this, or did you at some point change into being with just one woman?
To be honest, I was not always like this.
Okay.
And it wasn't just age alone.
Okay.
Maybe if I'd been in a better relationship, it might have helped. Maybe not. But to be honest, I've not always been like this.
Okay, so is this you indirectly confirming the statement?
Is this me indirectly doing what?
Confirming the statement that men, you know, someday grow into...
What is
just
your take?
I don't know, that's what I'm asking you. I've never been a man before, but I've been with guys who cheated on me.
Let me ask you.
And, yeah. I can hear you.
I don't know, maybe we should ask the audience.
Okay.
I think that we should. And most as
definitely.
The audience is speaking, I'll be chipping in, and so would you.
All right, then. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993-993. Is it in a man's nature to cheat? And also, if you think it's a yes... what do you think men can do to... It's actually men, because no woman can stop a man from cheating. Men, what's that thing that can actually make you people stay with just one woman? And do you think men marrying two women is going to stop the rate at which they cheat on their wives? Please, this is from the depth of my heart. I really want to know. So let's have this conversation. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Good evening, Adam.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
For the first time, I put right once and you peek. Hey!
Wow!
That is good evening. This is Malik speaking.
Malik, welcome.
In my own opinion, mm-hmm, in the way I feel,
yeah,
I think when a man that not enjoys young age intend to cheat when he's getting old, and again, sometimes when he's broke at a certain period and he's rich, he discovers his own true self. Like me, for example, I used to be, how will I put it to you? I don't know if you're a playboy, I'm not a playboy.
Okay.
I enjoyed myself very well. You know
what's
what I mean?
That enjoyment? Having different goals?
It happens at a certain stage of life as a young man. It's not easy for you to be at a certain stage and you stick to one woman. Some do, but it's not easy. But now, what really pulled me back and I choose to hold myself, my wife and my daughter?
Okay.
I feel going up and down, spending money, or using lampa, what will I put into these people's life? That is me, oh. Do you understand me?
Okay.
Going up and down, spending money, see, you're catching fun, and you have a young girl that you're supposed to charter that money to, and a woman, you make her look beautiful, why should I go out? So if you enjoy your youth age very well, I see no reason why you're old and you have...
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
To me, when you're in that youth stage and you go think for that, you get to a stage, you choose to remain one person. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello? Hello, good evening. Okay, kind of call us back if that was you. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, good evening.
How are you, hello? My name is Suleiman, calling from Makaka.
Okay, Suleiman, please go ahead. You have just a minute. We don't have time tonight. So everyone is being timed, yeah.
Okay. And cheating. You know, back in the days, you know, before I got married, you know, all those things, they passed into me. They passed in back in the days, you know, when we are younger, you know, we don't stick to one. You know, we always, try to switch here and there. But when person get married, you know, cheating again, you know, and all those things have wiped away. It's just the past enough to me. Because, you know, once you marry your wife, you know, you always look at her as the first day you get married to her, how fresh she is. Just refreshing your memory back. Remember those days, then you never cheat on her.
Wow.
Yes, that's
okay.
What, yes, of course, yeah. That's how it is. Daddy Freeze, how are you?
He's fine. Okay, Suleiman, thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. My name is Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Good. You know, let me give you my own opinion in respect of religion.
Okay.
Yeah. In Islam, being a Muslim, the Quran says, "Fankihuma taaba lakum minan nisaa'i mathna wa thalatha wa ruba'." He said, marry four wives, three wives, two wives. Then he then said, if you cannot do justice among the wives, can you hear me? Yeah, if you cannot do justice among the wives that you've married,
yeah,
then don't even go. Just marry only one. Dalika tuna
alla ta'ulu. Okay, thank you very much. Like I said, we're being timed, so please just a minute. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. Please, can you speak up?
Hello.
Yeah. What's your name?
Good evening. This is Joseph calling from Akoka.
Go ahead, Mr. Joe.
Yeah. For me, I see it as of if you are young, it's one of those things you have to go through. But me, I did 10. Just one.
You did what?
We don't last. We do date a girl. But we don't last. And
okay.
I did another. As I spend by. So I see it as youth. But now, over 13 years, I've married, and ever since then, I can swear to God that I never cheated on my wife.
Oh, wow.
I can't see anything categorically. So thank you, that's my day.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling. Good evening, Ada. Blessing. Please, I would like Daddy Freeze to answer your questions first. Thank you. Me too. Okay. Obi. Thanks for that.
What is the question, Adobe?
I asked you about three. Okay, you answered one, that you've never always been like this. You evolved at some point. And I can't remember the third one. Yeah, I think you answered all. Yeah. That was basically that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, I asked if it's true that, you know, men at some point get to realize themselves as they age and then stop all that. Because it's very hard to find a young man who, you know, sticks to just one girl.
Age is a factor. But if you're unhappy in your marriage,
okay,
the tendency to seek validation outside is a reality. And a reality we love to ignore in this part of the world.
But you know that there are some men who actually have peace at home. They are very happy, but they just can't stay at one place. They still find that pleasure outside. And some of them, when you ask them why, what exactly are you looking for? They basically don't know. They just do it for the fun of it, despite how old they are.
You see, some enjoy the variety of different women. For some, they see the joy in variety. I never believed that I could ever be a monogamous man.
Oh, really?
And provided that the wrong circumstances present themselves, I don't think I'll be monogamous. That is why I'm not so hard on those who are polygamous. Because it's something I know I can say it's the guidance of God through the Holy Spirit, who also made physical . You see, a lot of people forget that you pray. You are still in a carnal body. Your body needs food. And your body also has needs that are different from food. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, it's not just if I were in a bad relationship, even though I'm older, the tendency to look outside is greatly reduced, but it will not stop that once.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your partner also helps mold you. Sometimes you stop doing certain things because you know they will affect your partner negatively. Oh, this is going to make my partner sad. It's going to make me lose my respect. It's going to make us quarrel. Do I need all that? Let me avoid it. So sometimes you're not cheating, not because you don't want to, but because you don't want to lose the better thing you have. But when you have a bad thing, what's now your excuse? I don't know if I'm communicating with you.
Yes, you are.
For instance, now, Ada gives me hell, stresses me. What is it that, okay, if I don't want to cheat on Ada, maybe let me not cheat on Ada. If I cheat on her, she'll stress me. But he's already stressing me. So what? WTF, she's going to stress me more? Okay. She's not understanding. You see, and people, not just men, need validation. Human beings thrive on validation. I've been in a relationship where my partner considered me worthless, considered me unintelligent.
Okay.
You know? And I started believing that, well, maybe she's right. Maybe I'm worthless. Maybe there's nothing to me. And then you'll be going on your way, minding your business, and one girl, you say something somewhere, and one girl will say, wow, you're so smart. Do you understand? And she'll say it like she really means it, not because she wants anything from you. And then before you know it, you start developing feelings for that girl. Do you get me?
Yeah.
So, what am I trying to say? At the end of the day, it boils down to a lot more factors that we like to give consideration to. He cheated. What happened? Why did he cheat? These are real issues. So let's take a couple of phone calls. We don't have that much time. Are you willing to give us some time, Ada?
If you pay for it.
Okay. I'll pay you $1,000 an hour. Now we have
the chance to show. We're not that broke.
Okay, 1,500.
No way, Daddy Freeze. Cheating is a stupid word. I've never known what it meant, okay? Sticking to one person is a crime against human nature. Wow. Maurice from Ijagun. If I take care of other people's kids, feed them, pay their school fees outside my marriage, it's not cheating. But immediately one starts having sex with someone outside marriage, it now becomes cheating. I beg, that word should be rethought. Settling down as in marriage should happen when people are in their 60s. That's what settling down really is. Are you serious? Daddy Freeze, your brother.
I can't just say he's not making entire sense entirely. I'm not in my 60s and I've settled down. But to be honest, this settling down is not determined by me alone.
Okay.
You know?
I get to. Hi, Ada and Daddy Freeze. A recent study about human behavior conducted in the USA revealed that naturally humans are not designed to stick to one person. It's not human's nature. We are just forcing ourselves to stick to one person forever. It's not just a male thing. It's both male and female. Monogamy is a European thing. The only challenge with polygamy in today's world is the economic aspect. Can you take care of multiple women? Do you have the financial capacity to meet their needs? Made a lot of sense. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Innocent from Ogun
City. Okay, Innocent. Go ahead, please.
See, this kind of a thing, it happens to be when a man does not share with his wife. If you share with your wife properly, nothing will make you go outside. What are you looking for in Sokoto? In Sokoto. What are you looking for? She gives you everything, you enjoy it more than going outside. Why going outside? It's when women, so women drag their men outside. That's my thing. So most women drag their men outside.
Some women, most men drive their wives outside.
No.
Some men, they drive their wives outside.
No, some men do, but a very reasonable and articulate man knows that this is my woman, I love her. Show her love, she shows love. Unless a woman that's not okay. Nag, problem woman does that. But three women hold the intimacy in marriage. Makes one not to go outside, in short. That's my take. Okay. Thank you.
I agree on that to a large extent. Many people, especially the Abrodarians, do not agree, but I agree with him.
Okay. Babalola. Good evening, Daddy Freeze and Ada. When you have something in your DNA, it's very difficult to stop. For such an individual, if he marries four wives, as allowed in Islam, it doesn't guarantee not cheating, most especially from a male. Most males naturally feel they are polygamous naturally. Yes, some men don't cheat, but it requires a lot of discipline. Good night, as I record to listen back tomorrow. Okay.
All I can say is,
This is Emmanuel. Cheating started from your youthful age. If you're working, you stop it. If you're not, you definitely continue. Oh, wow. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Ada.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Heaven, my papa.
Heaven, welcome.
Yes, please. Well done. In this topic, my opinion is two things that make men cheat. Number one is money. The number two is friends. When I mean money is 65%, 45% is friends. When you have money in your hand, you start having friends. Once you start having friends, you start cheating.
Okay.
Because you start bringing girls here and there, they start telling you, if you don't have the money before you start having girls, some will start introducing you to ladies before you know you start cheating. Also in women, also if your husband doesn't have cash at hand to run the family, also you start having friends who gossip before you know they start telling you, sit down there, look, you must introduce the men, so before you notice the lady will start cheating. That is my take, yeah. All right.
Okay, thanks for calling. Yeah. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. For me, once there is money, it takes a lot of discipline to stick to just one woman. Elda Kaja from Tollgate. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening. My name is Amin.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, my take on the issue is that there are several things that cause a man to cheat. So I will narrow it down to lifestyle and psychological history while the person was growing up.
Okay.
So lifestyle takes the larger essence because the kind of social life the person has, the kind of friends the person has, and possibly the kind of marriage he's into. determines. So there are a lot of determining factors for lifestyle and past psychological experiences count more. Thank you, Daddy Free.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Cheating is a natural phenomenon in the life of a young man. Pandi from Bagada. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name?
I'm Roma from Mitros.
Okay, please go ahead.
Let me say, what makes me not cheat? First, my wife, she contributed a lot. Give me what I want, the standard, and then self-discipline in a kind of personal decision. Because looking at the society, right from time, you look at the hardship and then you wouldn't want to involve yourself in the multiple women and all of that. And I think from all of that, I decided not to. And then since I got married, till now and beyond, I don't think I will involve in any cheating habit.
Aww.
It's not in my gender anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think, as like Daddy Free say, women contribute a lot. They have their own role to play.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 54 minutes gone past 11, and this is Live and Dangerous with Daddy Free. So tonight we're basically talking about men, and we want to know why they cheat. But you know what? You have to give us a moment. When we return after this break, we'll continue taking phone calls. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Life and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. I go by the name Adia Blessing. Before the art break, I promise to be back to be taking your calls and, of course, WhatsApp messages. But right about now, let's squeeze in some text messages. Hello, Adia and Daddy Freeze. I am Caesar from Ikeja. So they said women comprise of 60% of the entire population of the whole world. So if it's one man to one woman, what happens to the remaining 20% women? Life isn't fair, I beg. Make we forget the one man, one woman affair. Even the olden days, humans didn't do one man, one woman thinking. Men are naturally polygamous. Wow. When you marry the right person and cherish the man or the woman you marry, then cheating will be a thing forgotten. Marriage goes beyond love. There should be trust, caring, and understanding, and above, the foundation should be built on God. Godwin from Satellite Town. Okay, thank you, Godwin. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, Ada Blessing, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Mona.
Okay.
All right, I want to contribute from the very topic.
Go ahead.
All right, I want to say that so much cheating is based on two things. One, his upbringing, his orientation, that is his upbringing, and the cycle of friends with him.
Okay.
Those are the two things that will contribute to soul worship. I want to give you an experience. I have a friend who is a womanizer. Let me put it that way. So, but there was a day we started together. So, he now asked me to call someone for I can call a girl for her to sleep with that night. So meanwhile, the person that I called for her, it was outside that he stayed alone.
Wait, you called for her? That. This friend of yours, the lady?
No, the man.
Okay, so he asked you to call a lady for him.
So we traveled to Benin to a district.
Okay.
So he said you need a woman to sleep with.
Okay.
So he just asked me to go outside and call someone for him.
Okay.
So the person I called, not knowing that he's the girlfriend, he's the wife of the friend that they have worked together at Anambra.
Oh, wow.
So immediately he saw her, his mind was like, this face is familiar. This face is familiar. So he was not asking the girl. The girl opened up that, okay, he's the wife of a social person that you have broke up with the person, so he's no longer in Anambra. She's no longer in Anambra, but she's in Edo State. My friend, in the morning when he was relating to me that he couldn't sleep with that girl,
say because his father has told him that he should never sleep with another man's wife in his life, and that he's sticking to that. So just like the fact that he womanized, because of the orientation his father has given to him that he should not sleep with another man's wife, he could not sleep with that man, that lady that night. He paid her. He said he gave her 10,000 that she should go. Are you getting
it? Yeah, we can hear you.
So that is his orientation. That is his upbringing. So if someone is